Remember when you were in school and you would line up against the fence with all the other kids, and two captains would pick teams for kickball? This may not be a pleasant memory if you were like me and was picked close to last after the three-legged dog named Lucky. But limited drafting is very similar to this form of team picking. In other formats of Magic, you can pick any player you want from a large card pool. You can even pick up to four of each one. But in limited draft, you have to pick the best you can from a very limited lineup. Check out episode 44 for a brief overview of drafting. The strategy of drafting is similar to picking teams for kickball. The general rule is that you pick the best player you can, one at a time. The other captain then gets to pick the next best one, and so on and so forth. Obviously, it's not always apparent which card is the best, and once you're 4 or 5 cards into the draft, you probably already have a good idea of which colors you are committed to. Which means that sometimes you pass up good players because they wouldn't work well with your team. Fortunately, if you are forced to pick some really bad cards, you can make almost half your team sit on the sidelines. In a typical draft, you select the 42 best cards you can as the packs are passed around the pod. From there, you narrow the pool of 42 spells down to 23 spells. Add 17 land, and you have a 40-card deck with approximately 40% land. The Magic Minute. If you have more than a minute for Magic, check out mtgu.com. That's mtgyou.com.